Seaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig. He's Pete. Chris with the Van Halen. Nicely done. Enjoy it. Way to kick off the 3 o'clock hour.
Kind of song that describes you running with the devil.
It's not how I roll. You know that. But it is our hump day Tuesday, if you will. It's a short work week with Thanksgiving coming Thursday and Friday. Don't forget on Monday, our big announcement as to where our texter party will be. So all details coming up. We've got Red Alert Tuesday this hour. We've got Master Pete Theater. You said last hour you were still deciding between two selections.
Have still
you
deciding.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
put it on the poll. No, probably not. Probably not a good idea.
No, we're not putting it on the poll. That's always a surprise.
Okay. So we got a lot to do. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, Matt Elliott, former All-Pro offensive lineman for Michigan, like during the Bo Schembechler days, and former NFLer. He's going to be on the program. We're going to get a feel for what this week is like leading up to the Ohio State game. So all that coming up in the program here at Seaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. And I will have Vegas's odds as to who's going to be the next head coach of the Cowboys, because it certainly feels inevitable with Jason Garrett. Maybe even this week. Who knows? We'll have all that coming up. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
All right. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced today that Devlin Duck Hodges is going to start for the Steelers this weekend against the Browns. Duck was brought in last week after Mason Rudolph was benched for poor play. He's called Duck because he's a world-famous duck caller.
Who knew?
FGCU's in action tonight. They host Florida Tech, 7 o'clock at Alico Arena. I believe tickets are still available. And last night, Lamar Jackson accounted for 5 passing touchdowns. Ravens beat the Rams 45-6.
Not bad. He's good. All right, Vegas is speculating as to who the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys will be once Jason Garrett inevitably is fired. I have the list. I have the updated odds. And then I have a problem with this list, which I will share with you at the end.
So this is a list, too. We got 3 straight lists coming up here.
Yeah? Do we play the list sounder for the Vegas?
Yeah, you preface this. It's a list.
All right.
Here we go. Right now, at the top of the list is one Urban Meyer at, catch these odds now, 3-1.
Really?
That's a done deal.
What's he going to do if Kelly leaves and have his pick?
He's going to have his pick between the Cowboys and between Notre Dame. All right, next on the list, Lincoln Riley at 5-1. Jim Harbaugh next at 12-1. I think that's too high. He's not going to be the head coach of the Cowboys. Mike Leach at 21. Can you imagine Mike Leach keeping his mouth shut with Jerry Jones? No, it'll never happen.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh could keep his mouth shut with Jerry Jones either.
But these are guys like 3 and 4 on the list.
But if you give millions and billions of dollars, yeah.
Chris Peterson at 25-1 from Washington. How about Texas's Tom Herman at 33-1?
Oh, God, no.
Making the list, Alabama, Nick Saban, 40-1. Never happened.
Wrong team in the state of Texas, right?
Yeah.
We had a Longhorn before a Cowboy.
Right after him, Clemson's Dabo Sweeney at 50-1. Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy, 50-1. UCLA's Chip Kelly, 66-1. Here's one we all love. Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin, 66-1 odds to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Holy crap. I'd love to see that.
As is Baylor's Matt Rhule, 66-1. Gary Patterson at TCU, he'd never leave a TCU, 80-1. And James Franklin from Penn State, 80-1 at the bottom of the list. All right, that's the list. I do have a problem with this list in one regard. And this is what Vegas says. Mm-hmm. Vegas, they're smart people over there. 100% of this list is from college coaches. And look, I don't pretend to know who the next coach of the Cowboys is or who Jerry Jones might be interested in going after. But rarely do we see a college coach come up and go to the NFL. It happens. Look, it happened last year. Rarely do they have a lot of success, and I'm surprised there aren't at least a few NFL names sprinkled in the Vegas list.
There is one. It's Jim Harbaugh. And I do think that, and when this is all said and done, he might be the clear-cut favorite when it's all said and done. If he wants to leave Michigan, and if they don't beat Ohio State and things like that happen, and if Jerry Jones throws them an unbelievable offer. the offer that I thought maybe he would get from Miami a couple of years ago. That didn't happen.
If they beat Ohio State, he has 10 wins with a chance to get 11 in a bowl game, and he beat Michigan State, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. Michigan will throw him a godfather. He'll have a 5-year extension on top of what he's got left here.
Whatever he can get at Michigan, Dallas can give him more. Depending on what's you know, he might be very comfortable where he is and may not want
to
go.
He has almost nobody to answer to in Ann Arbor.
But don't you think,
as opposed to Jerry Jones, every little minute.
Do you think the Cowboys would be better under Jim Harbaugh? I do.
Yes.
Than Garrett? I think any Cowboy fan probably would think that.
I think so.
Although, and
does Dallas have more money to throw at him?
Oh, they can do whatever they want.
So can Michigan.
Michigan.
Michigan can
Michigan
do.
Boosters.
I mean, when we're talking about college programs that can pay whatever the number is,
yeah,
Michigan is at the top of the list.
Okay, yeah. But Dallas is at the top of the list, and Forbes magazine is one of the top three or four. You know, he's got more money than God. So if he wants to, he doesn't have to. If Jerry Jones wanted to outspend Michigan, he could outspend Michigan like that.
Well,
and then
okay.
Michigan's going to have to come up with, how do I justify paying a coach – whatever, 15 plus million a year. I mean,
well, remember, the highest paid college coach and the highest paid NFL coach are getting roughly the same.
Yeah, I know.
About 10 a year.
Yeah.
And Dabo's getting about 10, and your boy, Pete, John Gruden, is getting about 10.
My boy. Yeah. Hugh Freeze? He's getting 2.
Hugh Freeze ain't getting squat.
I don't know. If I were in Harbaugh's position, I'd love to have Michigan and the Cowboys fighting over me.
That's a pretty sweet
That'd
spot.
That'd be a good spot to live.
Absolutely.
Not too bad. All right.
How about Harbaugh goes to – I still – this is total fantasy on my part, but Harbaugh goes to the Cowboys and then Urban Meyer goes to Michigan. I know that would never happen.
Oh, I want to see.
Think outside the box.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Harbaugh goes to Dallas and Urban Meyer goes to Michigan. Oh, that'd be great for us. I'm just thinking for us.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great for us. I really don't think Herbs would go to Ann Arbor under any circumstance. Mm-hmm. I don't, but who knows? Stranger things have happened.
But why? Because he coached at Ohio State for a few years?
Yeah, I think he
So did. What? He was at, you know, Bowling Green and where else was he?
He'll have other options. And like, if he wants to get back in, Notre Dame's ready to dump a pretty successful coach to get him. The Cowboys could get him. Urban's gonna have his choice. I don't believe he's got enough hatred built up with Michigan that he would. I mean, if they were the last team standing, I don't think he's gonna. Michigan would hire Urban either.
I don't think so. But if he went there and won a title, they'd build a statue for him. And don't tell me they wouldn't.
No, you win a title, you would. I just don't think they would offer him a job. I think there's just too much hatred in that rivalry.
But what was so why? I mean, I know.
Do
it's
you not understand?
I know it's a natural hatred, but and I know he's beaten them more times than lost to them when he was there, right?
Who's that?
What? Urban.
He never lost to him.
He never lost.
Urban
to
never
him.
Lost.
Yeah,
to him.
I thought he lost.
5-0, 6-0.
5-0. I thought he might have lost. Okay. No. So what? Can't beat him. Join him.
Well, no, he could beat him.
He did beat him.
No, but I'm saying from Michigan's point of view.
If you can't beat him, pay him.
I mean, is that how petty we have become?
No.
Because this guy coached at Ohio State for a few years?
Yes.
So that's automatically you can't go after him?
Look, yes.
That's stupid to me.
No.
Yes.
I don't think you understand the rivalry.
I do understand the rivalry.
I don't think you do.
I understand rivalry in sports, but when it comes to coaches...
This isn't Patriots-Jets, okay, where coaches go bebopping back and forth. Ohio State man will not be a Michigan man. It just won't happen. In fact, I rarely speak in absolutes in this show, but I'm going to say that Urban Meyer will never be the head coach of Michigan.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I am saying whether it's him or somebody else that may have coached at Ohio State for 4 or 5 years, you become that petty. You know, and this goes for Florida State or any other big-time rivalry that there is in college sports. To become that petty, unless there's some real, real personal hard feelings, you know, that have happened over the years. I mean, this is not Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes, all right? This is not, like, I could never see either one of those coaching at the other's institution. But for this, where do you draw the line? I mean... Is it just strictly, I will not employ anybody from Ohio State that's ever coached there at all, ever?
Actually, fun fact, I'm gonna have to look this up.
Ohio State just hired a linebackers coach from Michigan this offseason.
Two coaches.
But they're not head coaches program.
I get it. I just, a little bit to me, it seems kind of petty. unless something really personal was said.
No, no.
So you don't want to better your program. It's just some petty rivalry that would go away instantaneously if he won there and got them to the college football playoff. And don't deny it, Michigan fans, that we wouldn't embrace it. Don't say we put an asterisk. Oh, well, I want him to do well, but Urban Meyer, I'm going to root against him. But if they get to the national championship, well.
Here's why it won't happen. Here's why it won't happen.
No, it won't happen.
Because Urban just opened up a restaurant in Columbus, and he's got a 7-0 room that's dedicated to all of his wins against Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes coaches Michigan.
You know what?
It's never going to happen.
I hear what you're saying about the rivalry, how we're not going to better our program because we don't want to hire this guy. But there are certain rivalries where that's true. There are certain programs that simply will never go and hire their rival's head coach. I mean, even if Purdue basketball were in the pits of college basketball after Bobby Knight left Indiana, he's not going there.
Right.
They don't want him. He doesn't want to go there. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
That to me is up there with Shem Beckler and Woody Hayes. Those were legendary. Well, they were there a long time.
Do you know where Bo Shem Beckler coached before he went to Michigan?
He coached at Ohio State.
First he was at Miami of Ohio, but he was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he wasn't the head guy. And I get it. I'm just saying, you know, Urban was at Ohio State for what, 5 years?
Yeah, I think it was five or six.
Six. Well, he's 7-0 against Michigan, I think.
So 7 years. There you go.
I'm going to fact check myself on that. But first, let's go to the phones.
Never, ever going to happen. But never. I'm saying where – I mean, I know. It's like Krzyzewski going to North Carolina. What would he do?
Please, we got a Hall of Fame coach.
Let's go to the phones.
That'd be on probation.
239-337-ESPN. Northeastern Burt wants to talk.
Northwestern.
Coaches.
Northwestern.
Well, it says Northeastern here.
Yeah.
Burt, you're always shooting a shepherd. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, nice going at the poker table. I was there that night.
Hey, all right, man. The kid was hot.
As it happens, I was talking to a buddy of mine who went to Michigan this morning. He's up in Chicago. He said that Harbaugh isn't going anywhere, whether he wins or loses. He just loves it there.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's his team. His buddy is an alumni. He loves the place.
I believe
that. Number two, I'll give you a name that you haven't talked about. He's not on the east side of the map. But I think a guy that would make a great coach and maybe like Florida State would be Herman Edwards at Arizona.
I hadn't thought about that. All right, thank you, Brad. Appreciate the call. He's doing better over there in Arizona State than I thought he was going to. I thought it was a retirement gig for him.
Well, the part what he just said about Michigan and Harbaugh might be true. However, if they get blasted by Ohio State, and if they lose 5 in a row, if they lose by 2 touchdowns, I know he may want to stay there. But once again, you've already come to my side that, you know, what's going to happen? What's the pressure going to be? And again, who are you going to get that's better? I accept all of that. But we all know that these type of scenarios don't usually play out logically.
And to everybody texting in, Nick Saban went from LSU to Alabama. Alabama does not view LSU as their rival. Auburn is Alabama's rival. LSU might view Alabama as the biggest game of the year, but that's not the way that the people in Tuscaloosa view the LSU game. It's a big game. It's a very important game, but it's really taken on the importance, in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
I mean, LSU was there. They were a nice program, but they weren't at the level that they were at, you know, before Saban got there and won the national championship.
I agree.
Les Miles
that's
keeps
why
it
they
going.
Hired Saban.
So that's why Alabama was okay with it. They don't view LSU as their rival. They would never go and hire an Auburn coach.
All right, let's clarify this, Michigan, where we all stand right now. If Michigan loses by 2 touchdowns to Ohio State, is Jim Harbaugh still there next year?
Yes.
But you said no. A few weeks ago.
Whoa! No, you specifically said if they lose by 2 touchdowns,
Michigan loses by 2 touchdowns to Ohio State.
No, because of what happened against Notre Dame and what happened against Michigan State,
he will be there next year.
If it's within 2 scores at Ohio State, he's there next year.
So if it's within 3 scores, he's out.
I don't think that they can lose by enough to force him out this year.
Okay, but several weeks ago, we were all talking about...
That was before...
That was after the Army and Wisconsin game. Okay. He somewhat turned it around.
Well, you know, and I agree, because I had pointed out that if he beat Notre Dame and beat Ohio State, I think it would be enough to save his job. But I'm still skeptical, more leaning towards he's going to still be there. But if they somehow get humiliated, and I don't think they will, I think that's going to be one hell of a game.
I hope it is.
One hell of a game, I think, on Saturday that... If they lose by three touchdowns, if something really goes wrong and they get blasted, I'm not, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of pressure from a lot of people up there that as many people as you think want them, there's a lot of people that don't.
You're right about that. I think you're right about that. It's not all one way, no doubt about it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number if you want to jump in on that. Did you have another
list
before? Because we got red alert around the corner. We still have some time.
Yeah, I got two lists. This
You've
is
got a couple of lists here.
Yep.
One list is the most.
Well, since we're talking about college football, let me do this one first.
Okay.
Which is a list came out. I can find it.
All right. Would you like me to go to the phones while you're looking?
There we go. Okay. There we go. I got it right here.
All right, we got another list, Chris.
We can go to the
and all right. Now a list.
All right, opening lines for potential college football playoff games involving LSU, courtesy of Bovada, okay?
All right.
If they played the biggest spread, if they played Utah, they would be favored LSU by 9.5. If they played Oklahoma and Georgia, LSU would be favored in both of those games by 6.5. If they played Alabama, LSU would be favored by 3.5. If they played Ohio State, LSU would be favored by 2.5. This one kind of stuns me because I thought, but if they play Clemson, they'd only be favored by 1.
Really?
Yeah.
No early double line. Digits in there. All right.
Nope. Biggest is biggest is Utah at 9.5.
And LSU's winning all of them, according to.
They have them favored.
Well, they'd be the favorite in all of them.
But
looking at Clemson,
I would put LSU favored by a touchdown or more.
What information are they using to put Clemson a 1-point dog in that game?
Well, that's
advanced metrics. You look at. Clemson's only team in the country who's top 10 efficiency in offense, defense, and special teams. It's the most efficient defense in the country. I know that they play terrible competition, and you're comparing apples to oranges in a sense, but LSU's defense is also, it's bad. It's not a good defense, and we've seen Clemson play that level of defense, and they can hang 55 pretty easily.
All right. They can, but you also got to look at LSU has got to lead the country in garbage points at the end. I mean, they gave up a lot. They've been way up 3-4 touchdowns, but they developed bad habits some of the games they've been in. Even Arkansas last week put up way too many points. And other team, we've seen it. The only team that really blew out of college was Utah State. But even Vanderbilt, I mean, they let up a ton of points in that game. A lot of them in the second half. They've had such big leads, though, so I'm wondering – when they really have to tighten up, because they did make some good defensive plays against Alabama.
Let's go to the phones. Well, talk to coaches.
Alabama's a very talented team.
They made good defensive plays against Texas as well that were timely, but they let Texas move the ball up and down the field on them.
All right. Talk to coaches, both NFL and college. Let's go to Sean. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Sean.
Good. How's yourself, guys?
Great.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Great. Good.
So I know I talked to you guys yesterday about the Giants coaching and everything, but what do you think the chances are about if Jim Harbaugh does get released by Michigan, of him coming to New York to replace Pat Shermer and coach Daniel Jones?
Well, that's an interesting proposal.
If he leaves, I think anything is on the board.
If he leaves, yeah. And Mara would be the kind of person maybe that offers him the kitchen sink where he becomes the coach and the GM if he wants it.
Yeah.
You know, because I Shermer and Gettleman, that's a good – that's something. That's an interesting proposal right there. Don't you think? I mean, it is.
I'm kind of thinking of New York. I mean, a minute ago we were talking about Harbaugh going to
got
the
a young quarterback that looks pretty good.
Yeah,
good
Danny
running
Dimes.
Game.
Well, the running game hasn't been great,
but they have a great running.
They have a great running back.
Yeah, there you go. I like that comment.
I think a good coach could turn that team around. I think Shermer's a joke, and Gettleman is just
not. They still don't have the talent. I don't think the Cowboys have. I mean, they do it.
No.
So I don't think any good coach just goes in there and turns them around.
I mean, what's the front seven for that team looking like?
No, I get it.
It's bad.
But Harbaugh, hell,
there's not a lot on the defense. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I can only relate to my own experiences. And when Parcells came to that our pathetic organization, it was, first of all, season tickets went through the roof immediately, which a lot of people didn't think was going to happen. And there was, even though they lost to the Lions, their opening game under him.
You're darn right.
Scott Missen Sisson missed yet his first of many, many field goals. But at the end of the season, they won their last five or four in a row and knocked Miami out of the playoffs.
Ooh.
But, I mean, it does. A coach can absolutely make it. And they were competitive in a lot of games. And I think a coach in the NFL, unlike a lot of other sports, in makes a huge difference. College basketball, college football, and the NFL, I think a coach makes a ton of difference. It's not like the NBA.
All right, Greg in Lehigh has texted in. Can you give us an exact starting time of Red Alert today so I can get my earplugs before Greg starts yelling Red Alert? I'm going to give you a time of about 3:31. Stand by.
Red Alert!
Red Alert. That was Chris, by the way. Don't forget, college football this weekend. Talk about Ohio State and Michigan in the Big House. We'll have it here on 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Twin Peaks Grill Tractor and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. Next hour, we'll talk with Matt Elliott, former All-American offensive lineman with Michigan from the Bo Schembechler days. We'll get his thoughts on what Ohio State week is like. All that coming up. And Red Alert is next. Red Alert!
Red Alert!
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We got a big half hour right here. Got Red Alert Tuesday. We got Masterpiece Theater. Mm. Later on, we'll have some OJ. Next hour at 4:30, Matt Elliott, former All-American center at Michigan, talks about the big game this week. So we got a lot to do here. Are we ready for Red Alert, where we put people on blast, people and or teams? We do a little round robin. Are you ready, Pete?
I am absolutely ready.
I'm ready. Chris, are you ready?
Yeah, 1 second.
Apparently you're not ready. What happened?
I do have my Masterpiece Theater lined up for 3:45. Another classic.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now you're ready, Chris. Fire it up.
Red Alert, Dallas Cowboys, your special teams stink. They are downright awful, awful, awful. And how about this? When you start talking about Dallas special teams, you start talking about the Dallas Cowboys 0-4 this season against teams that entered with a winning record. It'll be tested again on Thanksgiving Day. They face the 8-3 Bills. If the Cowboys beat the teams that don't have winning records and lose to the ones that do right now, they would finish 9-7. I have a mini list after that includes about six teams that went through the NFL season without beating a team with a winning record, made the playoffs. None of them won a playoff game, but I'll give you the list after.
All right. Red Alert! I also had the Dallas Cowboys first on my list. I will move to number two. Red Alert, the Ohio State University.
I like it.
We got a big game coming up on Saturday against Michigan. Michigan, since the Penn State loss, scored 45 against Notre Dame, 38 against Maryland, which is no big deal, 44 against Michigan State, and 39 against Indiana. This offense is finally clicking. It is going to be a game. Can't wait. Red Alert, Ohio State.
Michigan fans, don't get your hopes up because you're going to do what Craig Sheeman just did. You're going to talk about how many points you're scoring since the second half of Penn State and how this is the year.
I'm falling into the trap. I have to
don't do it, Michigan fans. Don't set yourself up for a bad weekend. Just know you're going to get routed.
Miami Hurricanes. What the hell is going on? You lose to crosstown rival.
Yeah.
FIU.
Big powerhouse.
Air quotes, rival.
And now you better get it together and get some revenge on Duke that humiliated you last year in that monsoon in Coral Gables. Please, Manny Diaz and company, find a way to unbleep yourselves and get back on track for the love of God.
Red alert! That's two in a row. Pete is stolen from my list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're thinking alike today, but I've got a long list. Red alert! The entire AFC. Lamar Jackson is taking you by storm. He started out looking like Michael Vick. Now he looks like Patrick Mahomes. Combine it all together, and you may have the best quarterback in the National Football League. Red alert, AFC!
The Cincinnati Bengals! Why do you put Dalton back in the week you're playing the Jets? Do you want to mess around and lose this number one overall pick and have Andy Dalton mess up another season of Bengals football? Stupid, Zach Taylor. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Trying to win.
Finley was getting you the number one pick.
Yeah.
You had it.
Yeah.
In your grasp. Dalton's good enough. He can beat the Jets and the Dolphins.
Not to mention, you might be able to trade him. What if he gets hurt?
Good grief. Red alert, Bengals.
Red alert, Joel Embiid and the rest of your overrated Philadelphia 76ers, which would be the 5 seed right now. How about this number? 0. That's how many points you put up last night. Guess how many free throws you hit? 0. 0-for-11 from the field. 0-for-3 from the free throw line. He did have a team-leading 13 rebounds.
Nice.
But the Philadelphia 76ers at 11-6, struggling.
But, hey, Pete, you do what
you
got to do to get the win.
They've won 4-5. They lost.
Even though they lost.
They lost.
They lost.
They lost.
Pete Shepard took another one off of us. Moving on.
I had Joel Embiid, too.
Red alert, Mason Rudolph. Your 15 minutes of fame are over. The duck is coming for your job. Be aware, Mason Rudolph.
Quack, quack, right?
Yeah.
Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
Just Jason Garrett.
All right.
Red alert.
Kind of covered the Cowboys.
We've done it all soon. We've done it all week.
Red alert, NFL refs, you stink on the whole.
Took another.
Stink, stink, S-T-I-N-K, stink. I consider a name a plethora of issues you have. You know what you have. You know what you have to do. Go do it. Be better. Stop messing around with a great game like the National Football League. Be better. And Al Riveron, you're included in this. You stink.
Bob Quinn, I'm getting very, very impatient with you as the GM of the Lions. You're going backwards. Matthew Stafford isn't always going to be there to bail you out, obviously. The Patriot way stinks. Pack up your bags. Go back to New England. You are horrible. Bob Quinn, red alert.
Dwayne Haskins. Next time your team needs a quarterback, how about you be available instead of taking a selfie with a fan in the stands? Because that's where you'll be sitting if you keep taking selfies with fans
down by
in the
river.
Stands. Yeah, red alert, Dwayne Haskins!
Red alert, Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, if you come into Miami and get upset this week, you're done. Dead. Now, I know you've been, I've given you the benefit of the doubt the last couple of weeks. I'm like so many other Eagles fans. I got to sit here and defend Eagles fans. It's ridiculous. Half your team is hurt. All your important starters are hurt. But this is one time you got to suck it up. Wentz, you got to find it, kid. You got to find it. They have got to come into Hard Rock Stadium this week and beat the Dolphins. Otherwise, they are done. Red alert, Eagles.
Final red alert for me because Pete took all of mine.
That was my final one.
Texas, you are not back. This is a weekly thing. You are now 6-5. You lost to Baylor. You know where you're back to? You're back to the bottom and irrelevant. Texas is back. Got a game against Texas Tech next. If you lose that, you're 6-6. 500. Barely bowl eligible. Red alert, Longhorn fans.
I got two more. Derek Carr be better when it's cold out. He is 2-10 as a starting quarterback when kickoff is less than 50 degrees. You know where he's playing this weekend? Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
How's the weather in Arrowhead? I don't know, December 1st.
Yeah, a little chilly.
A little chilly, right?
Chilly, yeah.
Red alert, Derek Carr.
That's a good stat. Yeah. That's a nice nugget.
Yeah,
nugget.
And my last one, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stop messing up your draft pick. You got four wins already. You got Jacksonville, Detroit, and Atlanta hanging out there on that schedule. You're in danger, Tampa Bay, of getting stuck in that NFL purgatory. 7-9, 8-8, maybe throw in a 9-win season here and there, followed up by a 6-win season. Tampa Bay Bucks, bench Jameis Winston, move on from this 5-year debacle. Let's see what Ryan Griffin can do as a backup, and lose some football games.
Yeah, sounds good. Jenna Lane just tweeted out a fun fact earlier today. Speaking of another nugget, Jameis now has 100 turnovers in his career. That's an even 100 so far, following his 20th interception for this season this past week. That's a lot of turnovers.
That 100
is. 100 turnovers in less than 5 seasons. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Maybe they should keep him in, Chris.
That's like 20 a year.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's more than 20 a year. He still has games left. That's unreal. Man. All right, very good on the red alert.
Yes, fantastic.
All right, 1 hour from now, we've got Wikipedia. Oh, today's topic, by the way.
It's a good topic. It is a great topic.
Cake.
Cake?
It's National Cake Day.
It's also, at some point, it is a very important day today, because 63 years ago today,
yeah.
Come on down, The Price is Right debuted.
I thought it was your birthday.
No, not till March. Come on.
63 years ago today.
I have a great birthday because it's always around the second round of the tournament. It's fantastic. Yeah, 63 years ago today.
Yeah. I have a better birthday. It's man's Valentine's Day. But anyway.
What?
National Cake Day.
You're March 14th?
Yeah.
It's not called man's Valentine's Day. It's called something else day.
It's called 3 days before St. Patrick's Day.
3-1-4.
3.14.
Yeah.
No, it's called... I'll tell you off air. I can't say it on air.
Yeah, I know you exactly. All right, so we got National Cake Day. We'll have cake trivia coming up.
You like steak?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goes right in with that day.
Thank you. what else we got? Coming up next, we've got Master Pete Theater. We have an OJ. We'll squeeze in either now or at the top of the hour. So we got a lot to do here.
I got my other list too to give you.
Another list from Pete.
I don't. I gave you two lists. I gave you two of them.
No, we got...
Oh, no, I gave it the... No, I gave
we
the got... NFL.
We still don't know the NFL most profitable team.
Yeah. Which is really... That's the most important
thing. I assume is Dallas, but I don't know that for a fact. So we'll have all that and more. Stay with us. Wikipedia in 1 hour. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. I'll just jump in here at some point. I have no idea where this song's going.
Sounds like Chris on the Throne.
This is not in my iPod. It sounds like old jazz about ready to turn into rap. So I got to be careful. I'm not exactly familiar
this
with the groove.
This is Ladies Love,
ooh,
a.k.a. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Cool.
Can I hear it for a second? Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah.
Going back to Cali.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the trumpet prelude.
Like that. Anything with brass in it is always fantastic.
Word. Word, Pete Shepherd.
What's that mean?
That means word.
It means right on. It means we are in agreement, brother.
Like, great point.
Yeah. Yes, great point, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Word to your mother. I don't know what that means, but I say it a lot.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come upon us. It is time for Pete Shepherd, middle-aged white guy, to recite theatrically lyrics from a rap song. We call it Master Pete Theater. Coming up also, we'll hear from O.J. Simpson and his almost now daily tweets. And Matt Elliott, former All-American center from Michigan and NFL player, will join us, and we'll talk about what Ohio State and Michigan week is like. Pete, the floor is yours.
Okay, and we got a lot of requests again for me to do it in my, you know, thick New England accent. We're not going to do that all the time. That's special occasions, like once every, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. But this will just be, and we've got requests also to do it in Bangor Monday, but not going to do that.
No, today. I don't want that.
Why don't you like it when we do that? It is hilarious.
It's not what you want. It is what the people have requested.
I don't like that voice. Well,
why not?
That's okay.
It annoys me.
Good.
It irks me.
Good.
It's irritant.
Back in my day, we used to spin records and play music on the radio, and we'd have to do a slip disc cue, turn it 1/4 back to the left, and let it rip.
But if it was a 33, it'd only be a half a turn. Anyway, all right, here we go. Classic today. One of my all-time favorites. Came out in 1982. Used to not only roller skate to this song.
You roller skated?
Oh, yeah. That was a huge.
See, a lot of people rollerblading in Key West.
Rollerblading?
Yeah. Rollerblading.
Well, 1982, it wasn't rollerblading. It was
roller skates.
Since I played hockey, it wasn't natural. Plus, I was a skate guard at the place I worked at. But this is...
Cool points.
Africa Bambaataa and...
What?
Planet Rock, which is just a phenomenal lyric.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
Planet Rock by Africa Bambaataa.
Africa Bambaataa.
Party people. Party people. Can y'all get funky? Soul Sonic Force. Can y'all get funky? Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky?
What nation?
Zuzu.
Yeah. Just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Bambaataa's just getting so funky, now hit me. Yeah. Just hit me. Just start to chase your dreams. Up out your seats. Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it down. Go, ladies. It's a living dream. Love, life, live. Come play the game. Our world is free. Do what you want, but scream. We know a place where the nights are hot. It is a house of funk, females and males, both headed all for the disco. The DJ plays your favorite blast, takes you back to the past, music's magic, poof, bump, 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 get bump, with some flash people. Rock, rock to the Planet Rock. Don't stop. Rock, rock to the Planet Rock. Don't stop. The Soul Sonic Force, Mr. Biggs, Pow Wow, and MC Globe. We emphasize the show. We got ego. Make this your night. Just slip it right and by day. As the people say, live it up. Shucks. No work or play. Our world is free. Be what you be, so be. Rock, rock to the Planet Rock. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
You're in a place where the nights are hot, where nature's children dance and set a chance on this Mother Earth, which is our rock. The time has come and work for soul. Show you really got soul. Are you ready? Hop, bump, hop, bump. Get bump. Get now bump. Let's go. House.
House.
Twist and turn. You got the body. Rock and pop. Bounce and pounce.
Bounce and pounce.
Everybody just rock it. Don't stop it. You got to rock it. Don't stop. keep ticking and talking, work it all around the clock. Everybody keep rocking and clocking and shocking and rocking.
Go, hey.
Go house.
Like it.
Last part here. So, twist and turn. Let your body glide. You got the body. Rock and pop. Bounce and pounce. So hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Bambata gets so funky. Now hit me.
Hit me.
Every piece of the world, rate the message of the worlds. All men, women, boys, and girls. Huh. Hey, our planet rock is superb. Get on it. Everybody got a rocket. Don't stop it. We got a rocket. Don't stop it. Got a rocket. Don't stop it.
Master P Theater, ladies and gentlemen,
there
a Tuesday tradition like no other.
A classic.
I love the lyrics, taste the funk and house of funk and ticking and talking.
Yes.
I like that. I may add those to my daily lexicon of verbiage.
Carjack says, I would love to hit you, Pete, for the disgraceful display of... That is a dramatic reading, sir.
Yes. The Breeze said, this is a very good song to skate to. Nice choice, Pete Shepard.
Thank you.
Yeah. How about that?
Skate, dance,
do it whatever. All right, very good.
I want to hear Bill Walton do this segment.
Speaking of Bill...
We're watching him right now.
Bill Stone.
At the Maui Classic.
I think Bill Stone.
Absolutely.
I saw him last night. He's got the shades on inside.
Oh, he probably wakes up stoned. I mean, he's got leftover from the day before.
So. What'd you call it?
What?
What'd you just say?
He probably wakes up stoned, like leftover from the day before, right? Yeah. You know, some people wake up with the blood alcohol level of 0.10 to start their day from yesterday's activities.
I don't think it works like that.
Does weed burn off or breathe off when you sleep it off?
You know what? Upon further thought. I'm saying stuff I have no knowledge of.
You can still. You have people all the time. I woke up. I was still drunk. You hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's happened to me.
Breaking news. All right.
Good deal is, you know, have a cocktail, glass of water. Cocktail, water, cocktail, water.
Spread it out.
Yeah, but the problem is when you get to the water, you don't want
it. Feeling it.
No.
Tastes icky. It's not as cool and refreshing as it used to be.
Anti-James Bucks fan, Pete were to read Rap God, it would take 2 weeks. Well, I didn't read all of Planet Rock either because some of these are just too long, so I have to.
Oh, Rap God, that's that's an Eminem song. We wouldn't be able to read that.
No.
But
yeah, I try to pick songs where I can't bleep myself out.
It's like the fastest rap or the most words in a song ever.
Yeah.
The song's called Rap God.
Yeah.
Don't know it.
Sweet.
Maybe I do.
All right. Coming up, we'll hear
you don't know it.
The latest tweet from O.J. Simpson. And Matt Elliott talks about Michigan, Ohio State. He played in it back in the glory days as a center for All-American center for Michigan. So we'll have all that coming up.
Plus Planet Rock, the real one.
The real one.
Oh, the real one, because that's our tradition for Masterpiece Theater. We always come back with bumper music from the real song, and then you can compare which one you like better, that one or Pete's.
No comparison.
Meanwhile, Pete is closely watching the over-under of Michigan State-Georgia, 62-41 right now with 14:30 to go in the game. It's really not important who has the 62 and who has the 41. It's just that it's up to 103 right now.
Total's 103.
Well, the total's 150. Under!
Michigan State's winning. All right, all that
lot of
more
bricks.
Coming up.
I want to see a Mason's convention. Clang those babies.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.